USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg held a news conference after NATO foreign ministers gathered in Brussels to discuss the alliance's next move.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba thanked NATO allies for their substantial support. Allies have been doing a lot and are determined to do more now and for the medium and longer term.
It's day 44 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In the last 24 hours, the Kremlin has admitted suffering significant losses of troops since the invasion. Ukraine's President Zelensky has noted the bravery of his nation. A Russian airstrike on a railway in the Donetsk region has blocked three evacuation trains from leaving. Over three dozen civilians were killed, including children. Ukraine is bracing for a renewed Russian offensive on its eastern front. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Congress on Thursday voted to revoke Russia's most favored nation trade status. Lawmakers in Washington hope this will damage Moscow leaders over its invasion of Ukraine. The House passed the bill in an overwhelming 420-3 vote. Those that opposed are Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, and Matt Gaetz of Florida. The Supreme Court of the United States will have a new justice this summer when Justice Breyer retires.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the Supreme Court of the United States. Judge Jackson will be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She's expected to be sworn into the Supreme Court later this year when Justice Breyer officially steps down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The whistleblower that presented the Biden laptop to the media and authorities is in fear for his life and fled to Switzerland. Jack Maxey caught up with Newsmax last night.
And I showed some of this to a dear friend, Shark Tip of the Spear, a fellow who also later had a very distinguished career in cybersecurity. And he looked at it and he said, wow, I should never have looked at that, Maxey. You know, if you don't release enough of this to make them know that you could release the whole thing, which I have at my ability to the present day, and I've not done it, he said, they're going to get you. They're going to kill you.
2 weeks before the general election in 2020, the Hunter Biden laptop was presented to the FBI. Mainstream media censored the story, realizing the damage it would have caused to candidate Biden. On Wednesday, journalist from The Atlantic, Ann Applebaum, explains why she discounted the story.
My problem with Hunter Biden's laptop is I think it's totally irrelevant. I mean, it's not whether it's disinformation or, I mean, I don't think the Hunter Biden's business relationships have anything to do with who should be president of the United States. So I don't find it to be interesting.
The facts are the laptop is authentic and it incriminates President Biden's claim he knew nothing about Hunter Biden's business dealings. The New York Post has pointed to 12 times in the laptop President Biden was helping Hunter Biden's business partners. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.